You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland's food scene has been blowing up in the past few years, with an increase in the numbers of new restaurants throughout the town. And if you ask about the best locations to eat, you'll probably hear Lake Merritt, Jack London Square, or downtown. Rarely do people say East Oakland. Of the San Francisco Chronicle's best Bay Area restaurants of 2018, only one was in the East Side. So when listener Diane Rodriguez asked,
"What are good places to eat in East Oakland?"
we decided to ask around. Reporter Salim Shakir Gilmore started his culinary investigation at the Fruitvale Public Market near the Fruitvale BART station.
The Fruitvale BART station is bustling with restaurants, street vendors, and people. It reflects the local Latinx residents with artwork and vendors that cater to the community, and a buzz of development as Oakland continues to expand. Today, people are moving in and out of restaurants, heading to and from the BART station. Some are preparing for their lunch break. What better time and place to ask about the best places to eat in East Oakland?
What counts as East Oakland?
It's Lucky 37's is up on Fruitvale. Okay. They got some bomb wings over there. Be smacking.
Any taco truck in East Oakland.
Any taco truck?
Yeah.
If it's 1 o'clock and you're looking for that good taco, what's the taco truck that you know will be open and hot and fresh?
Migruyense taco truck. It's in front of Goodwill on 29.
What's a good spot deep east?
I go to little liquor stores on the corner. Been going there and get chicken and waffles early morning. $5.
The diversity, culture is big over here.
Oh, Sequoia Diner.
You can just find a lot of different people from all over the world. It's a beautiful place out here, man.
I got some interest in Leeds, but I'm from East Oakland. And if you ask me, my favorite place to eat around here is Two Mamas Vegan Kitchen, a local breakfast and lunch spot on East 12th and 37th Ave.
So we're going to take a walk. It's about two blocks to Two Mamas.
My favorite dish is the Belgian waffle. But today, I'm having the vegan sausage Benedict with kale and a side of potato salad. And of course, a cup of coffee.
It's really good.
Two Mamas is welcoming, bright, and rustic. There are hard wooden tables and crayon drawings on the wall right next to the children's play area. When I first came to Two Mamas, I met the original owners, Jess and Jules, a lesbian couple that opened the restaurant in 2014. The food has stayed consistently good, so I was surprised to learn that its ownership changed a few years ago. Billy Page used to work with Jess and Jules, so when the couple decided to sell, Billy became the first papa of Two Mamas.
So what am I doing? I'm shaking up a can of coconut milk, and that's the base for my vegan hollandaise sauce, because I'm not going to use any egg or butter.
Two Mamas only uses fresh, local ingredients that are mostly organic and, of course, vegan.
I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for 14 years.
Initially, Billy did it for health reasons. So he switched to a plant-based diet, eating local organic foods. I was vegan myself for 12 years. I remember when it was hard to find a vegan dish, let alone a whole restaurant. So I asked him, who are your customers?
The customer base is diverse.
Both geographically and racially.
A lot of people of color are coming in just to try it.
A 2016 report found that just 3% of African Americans in the U.S. are vegan or vegetarian. But today in East Oakland, I meet plenty of black people and people of color who are dabbling in a plant-based diet. Like 27-year-old Avia, who gets her Two Mamas fix at least once a week.
Take BART, I will drive, I will walk, fly, I'll do what I need to. And of course, it's black owned, and I'm rooting for everybody black.
I'm rooting for everybody black too, and local. While Two Mamas is newer to the area, some restaurants go back years, like La Casita, a little Mexican restaurant that's been here since 2004. This place breathes Oakland.
So I'm looking at a mural of Let's Go Oakland, Viva el Pueblo. You know, it's the A's on the wall.
That's Christina Mitchell, a local foodie and blogger at eastbaydish.com. She got her start in 2009.
And at that time, San Francisco was the focus. Oakland was completely an afterthought. And so I wanted to write about our food for us and by us.
Christina first discovered La Casita under its previous owner.
It felt like I was eating in somebody's house. And the first time I had like homemade pozole, I was losing my composure into this bowl. Everyone around me was laughing because I'm just like exclaiming and murmuring like, oh my goodness. But really just getting into this bowl of comfort.
Okay. Y pozole?
She's been coming back as a regular ever since. Usually on Sundays like this, before the church crowd forms a line down the sidewalk. Today, Christina is ordering her usual steaming bowl of pozole. Except now, we're here under fresh ownership, the former owner's nephew, Norberto Martinez Jr. Christina says that La Casita kept its homemade family recipes, including hominy, that's still made from scratch.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Globos a la Americana, no onion.
But Norberto also breathed new life into the atmosphere for a fresh, modern feel. Here he is featured on Christina's
and
blog.
I'm trying to keep that tradition alive here in Oakland and very proud to do it here in my neighborhood.
So it's kind of like the new generation coming into the old traditional recipes.
While maintaining that same homemade family feel. Transitioning to the new while preserving the past is becoming a theme. Not just for food, but for the overall population. Christina lives in East Oakland's Laurel District.
The businesses are changing very quickly. Like, on that little stretch of MacArthur, it used to be a taqueria, Gerardo's Taqueria, a barbershop. Now there's an apothecary store and the Sequoia Diner.
Sequoia Diner is a quaint breakfast spot with a clean retro feel. It's located on MacArthur Boulevard, replacing Full House Cafe, which was an East Oakland treasure.
It just genuinely had soul. You could still like see like little remnants of what was there, you know, in the 1930s.
That's Sequoia Venari, who opened Sequoia Diner with her husband in 2015. She says they initially didn't have the warmest reception in East Oakland.
We went through a little bit of a hazing because the previous restaurant was so well loved.
So Sequoia says they had to go above and beyond to make sure that people got to know them.
Because we're about to show you what our biscuits are about. We got like coffee, tea, like come and get to know us because we're like, we love you. And if you don't, that's okay too. Like we get it.
Eventually, Sequoia's rotating menu, the homemade jams, and that home-cured bacon won the community over.
Happy Sunday, you guys. So today we have a couple of specials. We have our fried chicken and waffle.
They even added a revamped hash in tribute to a Full House Cafe bestseller. But today, I'm having the halibut benedict on a fresh biscuit baked this morning.
Our biscuit's like your grandma biscuit.
And it is good.
Oh, the dill smells amazing. Wow. Wow.
This morning, the place is packed full of regulars like Theo Calvin, who gets the specials here every weekend.
You know, I'm a local, born and raised right here. And to have something like Sequoia right here in the Laurel District is something long time coming.
But Theo says Sequoia still has that local feel.
It doesn't feel gentrified like a lot of the other places do. I can still come here and be comfortable in my own element. So that above and beyond is the most important thing to me.
Food is very personal. It invokes memories, represents history, and it brings people together. East Oakland's restaurants are one of the threads that weave the tight-knit community that is East Oakland. Not only do they serve up great food, but a lot of Oakland soul. In East Oakland, I'm Salim Shakir Gilmore for Cross Currents.
That story was a collaboration between Oakland Voices and KELW as part of our project, Hey Area, and Sights and Sounds of East Oakland. You can hear more from both of those projects if you subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.